Hi, and welcome to the From the Hip podcast with Albert Athazi. Today on the show, it's the drive with the Mahesh Yogi and a little bit of a World Cup update. Stay tuned. Hello, my children. I am beaming down the highway at probably too fast for legal limits in my brand new 2016 GTI Golf Turbo. It's the loaded one. Leather seats, the leather. Even this has a leather headboard. Right above my head is all leather. Fog lights. Beautiful surround sound system. And also into this model, which really you won't be able to get. Only because I know a few people here at the Volkswagen headquarters. Oh God, there's a car coming. But this car could handle it, trust me. The seat itself has the boom box built right in, the bass subwoofers. Two 13-inch subwoofers on my buttocks. If I was to put on the music, which I'm not going to because it totally will drown out this recording. It would fire me through the sunroof if I turned it full blast. But they wouldn't do that to you because it would be very difficult for me to steer the car from about 13 feet in the air. And also, I would be rude to leave you. But as you know, I am not really attached to material possessions. I am a man of consciousness, of universal consciousness, where I attach my spirit to the great world that is beyond our eyes and beyond our feelings. Well, perhaps not our feelings, perhaps our physical feelings. There's a greater source out there. Earlier today, as I was speeding along, barely able to notice my surroundings, I saw a dead skunk in the middle of the road. I thought to myself, poor little skunky, what were you doing on your last day of life, moments before you were hit? Were you scurrying across the road and just looking for food, foraging? Maybe you had some baby tiny little skunks back home in your little nest, or whatever it is that you have. Perhaps it is an underground tunnel with your little stinky friends there. And then all of a sudden you sense some sort of food across the street, and you ran, expecting to feed your little stinky face with food. And then next thing you know, your life ended. Now, how did your life end? Did it run over your spine, or did it crush your skull? Hopefully for you, it crushed your little tiny skull into thousands of pieces because you then didn't feel any pain. Otherwise, you may have been kind of crawling around, maybe on your front paws, trying to get to a equivalent of a skunk hospital. But nonetheless, your spirit now is up there somewhere. Now we use up, and definitely could be below us, and not in a term of hell, because we're not talking about religion here. The universal consciousness is above and below us, because really we are on the earth, which is just a marble, circular marble, and there's a lot below us too, really. It's not just what we could see. And that's the lesson today, is the world isn't just what we see. Because we don't see many, many things. I am totally surprised right now. I looked over my left at 6:39 a.m. And there's a group of kids, young adults. They're not that young. Quite old. They're practicing soccer at 6:39 a.m. on a very horrible day here, when the rain is gently falling like sprinkles. No cloud cover is total. There's no break for the sun, I should say. That surprises me. This is what I share with you on my journeys, a little, these random events, which really are not random, because nothing is random. And then off into the distance near the mountains, smoke is billowing in the air, the white smoke reaching and touching the clouds like little fingers from the mill. We call it the mill. And that is where they produce paper or cardboard or mush that they use for purposes that I don't really know really about too much. You know, because if they make mush, they could send the mush to other places that could make cardboard boxes and other pieces of filler. Because they're in this industry here in Thunder Bay, we were at one time a paper mill city where many people worked in that industry, killing the trees, chopping them down with machines, bringing them into these mills, and they made paper, newspaper grade and magazine grade. I had many, many friends who worked in that industry, and now that industry has changed. It's not as quite as rosy as it once was. But what you hear now is my blinker. It's my blinker that is very high quality. Volkswagen 2016 GTI Turbo Sport Edition. And I bid you farewell as I turn the corner, the final corner, before my destination. It's very nice to have you along, my children. May the universal consciousness follow you everywhere. Unless it scares you. You don't want someone to follow you into a dark place and turn around and it's there, but don't worry about that. Goodbye, my children. Hi, here's my World Cup update. Today we have the Germans taking on the home country, Brazilians, in the semifinal. This is going to be a very interesting game because the Brazilians are missing their number one star, the man who they have hung their hopes on, Neymar. And you have the very, very strong, persistent Germans. Now, if I was to call this game with my gut, I would say Brazil, but the fact that Neymar is going to be out of the lineup with a vertebrae that is damaged due to a knee, similar to what a UFC fighter would do to somebody, I would have to say that my prediction for today is that Brazil is going to lose the game by one goal. It's either going to be 1-0 or 2-1 today. And the home country, Brazil, is going home, which they can't really go home because they're already home. But they're going to be going to their respective, you know, poor towns. Yeah. That's right. World Cup update. And stay tuned for other World Cup updates. Well, who knows? Maybe, maybe not. Thanks so much for listening to From the Hip. You make this show what it is. Please like, subscribe, and comment, or do whatever you can to show me that you give a crap about the show. Thank you very much, and we will catch you next time on From the Hip with Albert Athazi. Oh, it's so quiet now that I'm at the street light.